You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, so if you or your children are going to order a Happy Meal, you need to be very careful about the words you use because you may be sold child porn. I guess a Wendy's drive-thru worker has been sentenced to 21 years in jail for selling customers child porn if they said the key words Scooby-Doo. Juan Antonio Rosa, 36 years old, put memory sticks of child porn in cartons of fries at one of the chain's restaurants in the north side of San Antonio, Texas. After taking orders for the child porn from people he met on social networking websites, he downloaded videos onto SD memory cards. When the customers he met online would approach the drive-thru window and provide the code word Scooby-Doo, he put the memory cards in with the fries. He sold each card, which contained between 2 and 5 videos, for $50. This is being reported by the Houston Chronicle. The child porn was found on Rosa's computers or during a raid on his apartment. Last year, he confessed to downloading the child porn and selling it at Wendy's, where he worked since he left jail in 2010. He has apologized to his family and his daughters. Judge handed him a 262-month sentence. A spokeswoman for Wendy's had no knowledge of the incidents. Apparently, another case in the same court, Ernest Zapata Sr., 58 years old, was sentenced to 51 years in prison for selling heroin on hearing another keyword. Customers asking for Shiva at Anna's Cafe in San Antonio, which he runs with his wife, rather than getting goat meat, they would be served drugs. This is ridiculous. You know, I always wonder that because every now and then I'll be, you know, at a, you know, fast food, and I apologize. I know it's not the best, and I don't do it often, or at a convenience store, and people will say, I want this. And I'm like, that's a name of a product? And then I try to look to see what product it is. And, you know, the store manager kind of gives me a look, and you're like, oh, I'm looking around. I'm, you know, but you kind of wonder. If anything sounds fishy, it probably is fishy. Zapata was caught when an undercover officer bought heroin on 15 occasions at the restaurant. In one instance, Zapata took the officer to the kitchen and asked his daughter to retrieve 4 ounces of heroin from the freezer. And in some handovers, drugs were hidden in diapers. Boy, people will do anything in this economy. So, but be careful, because let's say your kid, right, because this is still an operation, and they're still looking for people buying it. So let's say your kid is really into Scooby-Doo. So if you go to a fast food place, order a Happy Meal, and say, but I want Scooby-Doo, you know, cops may come, arms, you know, guns out, and just, you know, lift your arms. Just don't raise your raise your arms, freeze, do whatever, and then just, you know, let them know, no, I just wanted Scooby-Doo. You know, like Scooby, Shaggy-Doo, Daffy, I didn't want anything to do with drugs. I honestly, Scooby-Doo probably was one of the worst cartoons. I'm really sorry. I think it was stupid. I think the running sound sounded dumb. I think Scooby-Doo sounded idiotic. Shaggy-Doo always looked wasted. And I never thought anything was funny. They always seemed to giggle about jokes that weren't even funny. They obviously were toasted. I never understood that cartoon. Didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, New Yorkers were in the news today. Apparently, New Yorkers have 5 times more sex than the national average. The Big Apple residents have big smiles in which they have sex 156 times a year on average. Atlanta, I think, comes second. Let me see. New Yorkers have sex 156 times a year on average, 5 times more than the national average, survey has revealed. They have nearly have slept with more people than residents in any other major city except Atlanta, which, oh, actually Atlanta holds first place. Residents there admitted to having an average of 25 lovers in their lifetime. Whatever happened to marrying your high school sweetheart? Really? An online poll by condom brand Trojan asked 1,000 people in 10 major cities to complete a survey about their sexual habits. Yeah, but they could be boasting because their buddy's next to them. The survey found that New Yorkers were honest with their lovers and are 27% more likely to share their fantasies with their partner than residents in other cities. 81% of respondents say they're looking for ways to make their sex life more exciting. Well, who is it? Now, another study had come out saying Republicans, this is ridiculous, Republicans are more likely to reach orgasm than Democrats. Yeah, however, Democrats have more sex more often than Republicans. So why is that? Why would a Republican achieve climax easier than a Democrat? My guess, you know, we discussed this last hour, is that probably Democrats have posters of Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, you know, up in their rooms, and that could really deter the mood. Yet Republicans, right, may have, you know, nice, handsome cowboy Ronald Reagan, and that's pretty enticing. So I would just say whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, maybe avoid some of the political posters. The other possibility why Republicans may climax better than Democrats is, you know, the tax. You know, most Democrats still don't like to be taxed. So, yeah, maybe they're depressed that they were taxed. I don't know. I can't really explain that. You know, I'm a family doctor. I've had years of psychology, years of gynecological training. I cannot explain why a Republican would have better sex than a Democrat. Can't explain that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about this Denver dentist who reused syringes for over 12 years. I want to talk about this doctor who got nailed for narcotic overprescription, and he got nailed when somebody brought in an x-ray of a dog, and he didn't even recognize it. Excedrin migraine. Many of you have been emailing me, Dr. Dahlia, I can't get Excedrin migraine. Where is it? Well, unfortunately, it's online, sometimes at $250 a pop. Be careful, people. So don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Many places play the Dr. Dahlia Show, and God bless them for doing it, but not live. And so, unfortunately, many of you that call in, you have to call in on our answer line, but not a problem, because if the question comes in really good and audible and good quality, we're able to play it on air. So let's go to some of your questions now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doc Dolly, appreciate your show. My question about the chicken superbugs is this. How do the superbugs survive cooking, and how do they survive the acid in the stomach to get into the bladder? Thank you very much.
No, that's a good question. We were talking about the other day these superbugs and women getting E. coli-resistant bladder infections from chicken. Because much of our poultry is being treated with antibiotics. So Escherichia coli or E. coli that make it through the first, let's say, you know, bomb of antibiotics, and are able to wake up out of it and go, wow, you know, I lived through this. Their progeny are going to be resistant to the antibiotic. And so we're finding women get bladder infections resistant to E. coli. So I guess your question is, well, how does eating chicken get down there to the bladder? It can. Bacteria that you eat, you know, most bladder infections, most bladder infections do come from the urethra. You know, wiping number two before number one, you get some stool up in the urethra, get a bladder infection. Sex, very common. We used to call UTIs the honeymoon disease, right? Because women used to never have sex until their honeymoon. All of a sudden, they have sex for the first time. Bacteria, you know, from, you know, areas, either from he, she, etc., come up into the urethra. So many women, after their honeymoon, ended up in the doctor's office having a bladder infection. We call it the honeymooner's disease. Now we don't do it at all. We call it the, I don't know, homecoming dance disease. I mean, I don't know, kids are having sex all the time now. But anyway, technically, yes, you could eat a bacteria. It get through the stomach, gets absorbed, goes through the blood, lands in the kidney. You could get a kidney infection. Goes down into the body, a bladder infection. But bacteria can survive stomach acid. Clostridium difficile and Clostridium that have spores, they could survive acid. Helicobacter pylori. H. pylori, many of you are being tested for H. pylori in the gut, known to cause ulcers, gastric cancer, sometimes do nothing. Those survive in acidic environments. So we know bacteria can survive. Bacteria that survived cooking probably wasn't cooked long enough, right? We've talked about how if you want to just kind of average the temperature, you should cook your meat around 165 degrees. We spent time talking about what pork should be at, beef, chicken, etc. But the average was roughly 165 degrees, and you need to know how to cook your meat. If you don't know how to cook your meat, watch Hell's Kitchen. He always talks about if something's raw. It's raw. Look at the spaghetti lobster. So anyway, you'll be able to, and if you don't know how to cook, learn how to cook. But it's definitely plausible. Now, I get asked, what about probiotics? What's the point? I've been asked by listeners, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're answering a question on these UTIs, superbugs people are getting from chicken, which, by the way, another way to get superbugs from the chicken is actually contact with the meat and not washing your hands, etc. Remember, if these bugs outlast the whole processing, even before you cook it, you could be exposed to these types of bacteria as well. But many of my listeners ask me, what's the point in taking probiotics if your stomach acid is going to kill the bacteria? There was a study, I'm trying to pull it up, where they looked at yogurt bacteria in the human gut. It was years ago. I don't know if you remember this. Let me get this right here. Okay, here it is. Here, oh, this is an exciting article. All right. Whether Lactobacillus delbrueckii and Streptococcus thermophilus can be recovered after passage through the human gut was tested by feeding 20 healthy volunteers commercial yogurt. They said yogurt bacteria was found in human feces, suggesting that they could survive transit in the GI tract. So basically, now yogurt has milk fermented by Lactobacillus delbrueckii and Streptococcus thermophilus. So many people will eat yogurt after antibiotics to kind of help recolonize their gut. And it appears those make it through the acid. They do. And also we know that bacteria can get through because infants, you know, they're born in a fairly sterile environment and then they end up becoming colonized with bacteria. You know, when you eat apples or fruit and, you know, just generally anything, bacteria is floating all around. When your mouth is open, bacteria get in, you swallow. So, yes, even though the stomach acid is protective, they've done studies where it looks like they had 20 healthy volunteers. They had them eat yogurt and they looked at the poo-poo. I tell you, I would love to volunteer for something like that. So that was kind of interesting, looking at fecal samples and seeing bacteria make it all the way through. So I don't think it's a waste of time doing probiotics. I don't. Do I think you have to probiotic all the time? No, I think those people who are super sensitive to antibiotics or feel like the probiotic makes them regular. Doesn't Jamie Lee Curtis do a commercial for one of these yogurts that gives probiotics? And she says she can poop. A lot of us are bowel health isn't too good. If you feel like it's helping you, I don't think that's bad. I think yogurt's fine. I get a little nervous people just taking probiotics themselves. I don't mind in yogurt form or something that, you know, has been pasteurized and looked at, or treated possibly, you know, through dairies. I don't mind about those. But a lot of people, they don't need to take additional probiotics because they're already getting them from the food. They're already getting bacteria from their food. But that's a very interesting question. Very interesting. You know, what happens? What does the stomach acid do? And then the next question is if these bacteria can get through, what's the stomach acid supposed to do? I guess it picks and chooses what to kill. Honestly, the purpose of the stomach acid is for digestion. Stomach acid is supposed to break up the food so that when it goes into the intestine, it's pretty small. Kind of bubbly, smoky type of thing. Yeah. It's acidic. Your stomach acid, you all know, right? When you wake up, that's why you have bad breath, right? Because the acid coming up. You know, if you take an acid suppressant, you have less bad breath in the morning. It was a trick we all used in college. I mean, not me, but hypothetically, my girlfriends who would sleep around would take a antacid. So the next morning, they wouldn't have bad breath next to their boyfriend. I tell you. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, they need to read the Bible a little more often, I think. All right, okay, so dog x-ray was used to nab this doctor who was accused of improperly prescribing addictive medications. Dr. Rolando Lodovico Atiga. Where is he from? Glendora, Los Angeles. Huh. Okay. Undercover sheriff's deputy pretended to be a patient in pain, presented with an x-ray to accompany her complaint of an injured back and neck. She was faking it, of course, but she brought in an x-ray with her. But the x-ray was an x-ray of a dog that even had the tail. It was an x-ray of a German shepherd, the dog's name Recon, and the name of the animal hospital we even printed on it. The doctor wrote the undercover deputy, a prescription for a powerful narcotic painkiller and a muscle relaxant. This week, authorities raided the clinic, and he was arrested on suspicion of improperly prescribing addictive medications to people with no legitimate medical need for them. That's just halfway. That is just completely half-assed. And it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment to the medical community that you could have somebody, you know, look at a dog x-ray. Now, I cannot sit here on my high horse. I was tricked by one of my attending physicians. I was in the back of the room, and he put up a hand x-ray. And he said, what's wrong with it? And I said, absolutely nothing. The hand looks good. You know, whoa, what is good for? Absolutely nothing. So I was like, absolutely nothing. I'm singing back there. And he's like, Dahlia, it has six fingers. Now, of course, when you're in the back of the room, you're not looking at it. It looked like a hand. So he had some trick x-ray up there with six fingers, and I got duped. You know, although I got the whole class to be singing absolutely nothing. You know, so that was definitely a plus in my corner. But I have, you know, you misread x-rays in my training. Since then, no, I haven't. Me, I overread everything. I'm like, is that a spot? Is that a spot? Is that a spot? Is that a spot? Is that a foreign body? Is that a battery? What's that G.I. Joe doing there? So, you know, now I'm good. But, that's kind of cute. Dog x-ray. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like people are loving the Dr. Dahlia Show app, or they're pretending to and just telling me. But go to Google Play, Android users, check out the Dr. Dahlia Show app. It's free. Download it. I promise iPhone users, we are going to work on it. I want to get my iPhone listeners taken care of. But right now, we only have the Dr. Dahlia app for the Droid and the Android. So many of you have Android phones. It's free, honestly, hours and hours of fun, right? Like Slinky, what was the Slinky commercial? Was the Slinky commercial supposed to be hours of fun? No? I don't know. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, for any of you that suffer from migraines, you know that Excedrin is like manna from heaven, right? Now, Excedrin was recalled back in January. Do you guys remember that? No, we didn't listen to your show back then. Well, maybe I should have. Back in January, Novartis Consumer Health, maker of Excedrin, recalled most of its products with expiration dates of December 20th, 2014 or earlier. Apparently, the voluntary recall was done because there were consumer complaints of chipped and broken pills and inconsistent bottle packaging that could have possibly resulted in mixed tablets. I think GasX was also a part of it. I know. I've been miserable. So I think GasX was also recalled at the time. So many of my listeners are like, when is Excedrin coming back on the market? Well, from what we understand, we don't know yet. But people have been getting Excedrin hot. There have been online sites offering Excedrin migraine. And I know some of you are like, really? Is it that good a drug? I mean, I got to be honest with you. I have been using the, I go to Walmart and Target all the time, right? I mean, I run into people there all the time. Hey, Dr. Diane, like, hi. Listen, I'm on a budget and it works. So I usually get the, store brand. And usually these Excedrin have Tylenol, aspirin, and caffeine with them. And so I've been fortunate enough for it to work. But many of us that have migraines, it has to be the right product. And I have patients that swear to me that nothing else works. And I believe them. Because, you know, I suffer from migraines, and there's one migraine medicine that when I have the horrible migraines, it's the only one that works for me, Frova. I've tried Imitrex. I've tried Relpax. Now, they work for some of my patients. They're good drugs, but on me, they don't. You know, I'm not trying to, criticize them at all. You know, Relpax, Imitrex, Midrin, these things work, but for me, it ends up being Frova. And it just... 6-in-1F doesn't, I mean, for me just specifically, that's what I have to take. So many of my migraine patients have really dependent on this Excedrin. And so people, who probably are suffering are going to online sites. They have packages of 2-pack tablets, 50 going for $144 on Amazon, I think. I guess there was another package of Excedrin migraine selling for $245. These packages are usually $8 over the counter. $8. So people are willing to spend $245. Novartis Consumer Health pulled Excedrin from the shelves and ceased manufacturing in January, along with popular medications such as Nodos, Buferin, and GasX. There's my GasX. The company released a statement saying Excedrin Productions may contain stray tablets, capsules, or caplets from other products or contain broken or chipped tablets. All right. So, I mean, why most recalls, okay, they recall and they still have it on the market. I find it very odd that it's not on the market. Right now, Novartis has yet to say exactly when Excedrin will return to stores. It's been, we're talking 6 months. They can't figure out what went wrong. They're obviously making money on the product. This is Excedrin and Excedrin migraine and Excedrin extra strength. All right. You have a lot of migraine people out there. So be careful, though. Be careful buying the drug online. You don't know what it has. I don't like any medication that doesn't come from a pharmacy, people. I just call me biased. I'm sorry. But I get a little nervous, so be careful. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, I got to be very careful talking about migraines because I could get a migraine. I had a headache all night last night. It went away this morning, and I told my staff, do not give me any patient with a headache, please, because all they have to do is say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, it throbs. I'm like, no, don't say throb. I sometimes have had to run out of the room just so I don't get my headache. I mean, you all who have headaches, you know what I'm talking about. Because once you get that headache, it sticks with you. It's horrible. All right. Thousands of Colorado residents could be at risk for HIV or hepatitis after a local dentist was found to have been reusing sedation syringes on patients for nearly 12 years. What an idiot. Oh, these people have got to be thrown in jail. State health officials are warning patients of Dr. Steven Stein to get tested after a probe revealed the rogue dentist used the same syringes and needles on multiple patients to give IV medication. Syringes aren't that expensive. A couple bucks. Needles and syringes were used repeatedly, often days at a time, according to a fact sheet. Oh, my gosh, because there could be small amount of blood that remains in syringes and needles after an injection to an IV line. Risk of spread of bloodborne viruses like HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, also syphilis. Anytime you guys get a needle stick, anytime you get an exposure, they're going to always check you for hepatitis and HIV. Ask them to check you for syphilis. For more than two decades, he worked out of Stein Oral and Facial Surgery at South Quebec Street, Highlands Ranch. How did he get caught? Where are the nurses? How could the nurses not see this? Another surgeon has taken over the practice. The state is contacting at least 8,000 at-risk patients they've identified through dental records. Science patients who got only local oral anesthetic shots are not believed to be at risk. Why not? It's sole syringe. Holland Hoskins, a Denver attorney who represents the victims who were infected with hepatitis C by Rose Medical Center in 2009, told the Denver Post that Dr. Stein's alleged reuse of needles was mind-blowing and indicates an utter disregard. I want to know, how did he get caught? I mean, and how could this go on for so long? The dental examiner's board told him to stop practicing as of last month. Although they say the ruling was unrelated to this exposure, it was because of something else. Wow. Huh. Oh, that is frightening. All right, guys, you ask the doctor or the nurse to show you the syringe and have them open it up in front of you. There's too many idiots out there. This is ridiculous. And I told you guys, when I was in medical school, I was taught don't cause people to faint and freak out by opening up the packaging and drawing in front of them. Turn your back to them so you don't make them panic. Now, this is what I do. What I do is I lay everything out in front of the patient when they come in. And I go, you see, everything here is fresh, okay? Do you want to watch me draw it up or do you want me to just draw it up? And then they see that it was a new syringe in the package, the new needle, etc. Ask your doctor to do that. If the doctor gets insulted, you find a new doctor. Now, yes, many of my doctors, if I go in for procedures, the nurse sets everything up for them. And unfortunately, I don't get to see everything done. But if you don't think you could trust, you know, your doctor, I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, just say, you know, look, I'm sorry, I want to look, I'd like to see it. I don't think that's that, I don't think it's rude. I don't think it's that illogical. I don't think you're asking for too much. I mean, this is going in your body. I cannot believe syringes aren't that expensive, for crying out loud. It's embarrassing. Oh, they're making us look so bad. We look like idiots. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that have Android phones, don't forget to download our Dr. Dahlia app. My boss likes it that I remind everybody to download it. It's great. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever you want. And be educated, entertained. You're so much smarter after you listen to my show. You know that? And probably sleepier, but that's okay. Smarter is fine. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. And a big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Sad news, a Sage Moonblood Stallone was found dead in his apartment, 36 years old. Sage Stallone is the son of Sylvester Stallone. For those of you that saw Rocky V, not many of us thought we would see Rocky V, but, you know, Rocky 1 and 2 were so good that we just went along with the ride and saw 3, 4, and then didn't he just have a recent one, and I don't think I've seen that yet. But his son was the one that played his son in Rocky V, the boy that got beat up at school. Somebody took his fancy jacket because he was the rich kid, and then he started to wear earrings and revolt, and I don't remember, but good kid. Great actor. He later went into producing movies. He was found dead. They can't tell if it was an overdose by suicide or if it was an accidental overdose. We'll know more as days come. But he was 36 years old. His dad was, I believe, in San Diego promoting The Expendables 2 at the time when he heard of the news. So that's really unfortunate. Sylvester Stallone's son, Sage Stallone, found dead. Also very odd, an Obama staffer at headquarters in Chicago collapsed and died, 29 years old. Campaign operative working for President Obama's reelection effort died after falling ill at campaign headquarters in Chicago. His name was Alex Oakrent. President Obama called the family earlier today to offer his condolences. Also spoke by phone with staff in Chicago. Obama was campaigning in Southern Virginia at the time when this happened. We don't know. We don't know why he just collapsed and died. I don't know. It's kind of horrifying. Another thing that we found horrifying was one of the police officers that has been a part of the motorcade for Michelle Obama and President Obama was, I guess, shooting the breeze with other Secret Service people discussing how he could kill Michelle Obama, and shows on his cell phone what type of gun he could use. And he goes, "This is the gun I could use to kill her." And I guess witnesses overheard this, contacted Secret Service. The cop has been placed on administrative leave. He's been taken off the motorcade or any sort of protective role, and while they're investigating this. To me, that's kind of weird. Very, very weird, because from what we understand, there was a conversation going on at the time where Secret Service agents are, you know, we're talking about threats to President Obama and Michelle Obama, the First Lady, and he pipes in saying this is what he would do. Now, you almost wonder, what were the other guys talking about? You know, what kind of concerns me is when our staff, our Secret Service staff, our staff that's supposed to be protecting our president and our First Lady, doesn't matter if you don't like them, we still need them protected. If this cop felt very comfortable enough to go, "Hey, this is how I would kill Michelle Obama," what the heck were the other people talking about? And I think they all need to be investigated and find out what the scoop was. All right, 1-877-DOC-A-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. George Zimmerman is asking for a new judge. He thinks that the current judge, Florida Circuit Court Judge Kenneth Lester, who had revoked Zimmerman's initial bond, George Zimmerman thinks he doesn't really like him. And Mark O'Mara, his attorney, wants to change judges out. So we'll see where that goes, because this isn't the first time that it happened. I know many people are mourning the goodbye of Steven Tyler from American Idol. I don't know if anybody even watches it anymore. Now Jennifer Lopez is leaving, and possibly Randy Jackson may be leaving. They're thinking of Adam Lambert, Mariah Carey. The problem is, would rather hear them sing than judge. Sometimes this judging is the only judge I liked was Simon Cowell, because he made sense. Even Howard Stern is doing a pretty good job on America's Got Talent. He's even making some sense. The shows, they're really kind of losing it. They need more shows like Boardwalk Empire and Gold Rush Alaska and Deadly's Catch. I love the Deadly's Catch. I'm not liking Whale Wars. I know a lot of you guys like it. I think some of these people are really obnoxious. I guess I was kind of taken aback. And I'm sorry if any of you are fans of Whale Wars, but when Whale Wars went to Viking shores, and I guess these people for generations have eaten whale, it's been a part of their culture, that's what they eat. They don't abuse, from what we understand, the whales, they don't, you know, sell parts of them off, you know, the blubber, etc. I mean, they eat the parts of the whale, and it's just these Whale War people seem really overly obnoxious to me. Am I looking at it wrong? I mean, I know they're supposed to be saving the whales, and now they're going against the Nishimaru and, you know, the Japanese whaling fleets, and I get that, but it seems like they were just really vandalistically annoying the Viking shores people, and I don't know if I got it wrong, and then they ended up leaving anyway, and they were trying to say that the shores were bloody from killing the whales. But then again, slaughterhouses are bloody too. And whenever you kill a fish in water, I don't know if they've ever gone fishing before, but the water gets bloody. And I like whales, and I love the idea of, you know, people protecting our endangered species. But you have a community that for years, and from what we understand, is a very peaceful community eating whale as part of their food supply. And these guys just seem to be bugging them. And I just don't get it. Maybe somebody needs to kind of clue me in. I just don't get it. So not a big fan of Whale Wars. I gotta tell you, I've been a real fan of Impractical Jokers. I love that show, but they haven't had a new show in a while. So not sure what's going on there. All right, so what's going on in Germany? Looks like Germany is banning circumcision. German court has banned circumcising baby boys. Doctors have warned it could increase health risks by forcing the practice underground. Jews, Muslims, many Christians see it as a threat to religious freedom. European rabbis meeting in Berlin yesterday promised to defy the ruling by a court in the city of Coloma. You know, whatever happened with San Francisco and them trying to ban circumcision there. You know, when a city bans circumcision, that's their way of telling people, Jews, get out. Christians who want to circumcise, get out. Muslims, get out. That's their way of, you know. So, well, that's what's happening in Germany. Okay, what else is going on? Let me see. A woman here, an Ohio woman, is begging on the street, but not for food. She's sitting there, it looks like in underwear, with a sign that says, need boobs. She's 37 years old, and she is begging money on the street to raise $5,058 for breast implants. Holding a sign saying not homeless need boobs, she identifies herself as Chrissy, stands on a busy street asking for money. This is ridiculous. She says she sees people panhandling every day, so why not panhandle for boobs? Aren't these people panhandling for food? This is ridiculous. Look, let these people who need money for food. I think that's pretty selfish here. She made $46 in just 2 hours standing on the curb. She plans to continue begging on the intersection until she reaches $5,000. I'm surprised a breast implant job is that cheap. I mean, in Southwest United States, I don't think you can get a breast implant that cheap. $5,050, unless she already has the money. She's a university student and single mother. Says the money she earns as a bartender covers her bills and education costs. If she's a single mother, why doesn't she earn money for her kid? If she's that hard up for money, do you really need to do a boob job? All right. Well, I guess know who you're giving money to on the streets and what they want it for. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you again. Please stay tuned if you can for another hour. If not, download our Droid app and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. God bless.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.